Morning, gentlemen. Thanks for taking some time. Start with Dylan, please. Why do you think it's been such a good fit here with the Jets, and what did the pause do to help make things seem a little bit more normal?
Well, I think first off, I think it's a great group of guys, very welcoming. My first day, obviously, I got in there playing against my old team first game, which was really weird, but the guys are very welcoming and made the transition very easy for me. And I think just the style the team plays kind of fits with my style as well. And I think the coaching staff's been very clear on what they want us to do and kind of what my role is. So, yeah, the organization's been really good to me, and it's a great group of guys, and it's fun to get back here and play.
Thank you. And Andrew, just following up on that, why do you think that Cody and Dylan both fit in so seamlessly? Kevin Cheveldayoff said before it seemed like they'd been here the whole year.
Yeah, I think, it's just kind of, them walking in the room, it feels like they've been in here for a while. I feel like, with the pause, maybe they have been here longer than they would have if it was just a normal season. But, it's just, they've fit into the group nicely. They're obviously both playing really important roles in producing. So, that success that we had kind of always breeds that, right? The more success you have, the more fun you're going to have, and the more everyone's going to get along. So success can kind of breed that. So, both of them obviously good guys off the ice and have been important parts of us playing well down the stretch. And, that success is kind of all that matters. And that's, how we got to this point and how we feel good about our team going forward.
Go with Merrick to catch from Global. Go ahead, Merrick.
Hey there, Andrew. Considering the importance of the games coming up here, is there any kind of a different feeling as opposed to a regular training camp only getting the one exhibition game?
Yeah, I think that exhibition game will be taken maybe just a bit more seriously in terms of our own preparation, because it's not game one of the regular season that we're going into. It's game one of the playoffs. So, if we're not ready to go and, we're not – we haven't done the right things to prepare. We could find ourselves down, one or two games very quickly, and playing three and four to start the playoffs is going to be, it's definitely a sprint right off the bat here. So we need to make sure that, we take advantage of that exhibition game as much as possible and, get all the kinks worked out and, try and, put away some of that rust and be ready to go right when that puck drops on August 1st.
And then just a follow-up for me, you've been in the bubble for a couple days now. You have any concerns or observations? Just kind of walk me through what it's been like in Edmonton the first couple days.
It's been pretty good, honestly. The team set up like team meals for us. There's enough to do outside of your own hotel room where, you don't feel like you're too bricked in. The rink is beautiful, so there's a lot of space there. We have our team lounge there, which is great. I think it's obviously not a perfect scenario, but I feel like given the circumstances, the NHL has done a great job in trying to make everything available to us within reason.
Thanks, Merrick. I'll go with Ted Wyman from the Winnipeg Sun.
Hi, Dylan. Andrew already talked about the exhibition game. I'm wondering what kind of things are you looking for to make sure that you're ready for that first game on Saturday in the exhibition game?
Well, personally, I think for me, it's, making sure my game is sound all over the ice. Felt like I had a really good training camp. And for me, it was definitely a refresher in regards to our systems and stuff like that. And only playing 10 games, obviously these guys have been around a lot longer than me and they know everything like the back of their own hands. So for me, it was just kind of a big refresher for me and just our systems, and it didn't take long, but, this game is just going to be for me, putting all that work and all that preparation and training camp into action. And I think for our team, I think that's kind of the same thing. We had a really good camp and really pushed the pace and feeling really good. Everybody's healthy. So it's about establishing our game right away and feeling good going into the first round there against Calgary.
Thanks, Dylan. And Andrew, Blake Wheeler was nominated for the King Clancy Award. What are some of the things that make him a good candidate?
I mean, I think it's just what he brings day in and day out. You know, one of the hardest workers I've been around, you know, is always looking for that next thing to improve his body, to improve his game, to improve his mental game. So just his drive and, you know, how he brings guys along just through his work ethic and his ability to, you know, have relationships with guys in the room.
Thanks, Ted. Next will be Brian Munns from TSN 1290.
Andrew, for you, obviously, the couple weeks that you've had in Winnipeg and now you've had 2 days in Edmonton, do you sense that excitement where you're kind of out of the training camp mode and now you kind of go into game mode here going in against the Canucks tomorrow night?
Yeah, I think everyone would tell you that they're pretty sick of practice by now. You know, you can only go against the same guys so many days in a row before you kind of get antsy, kind of get anxious to go and play somebody else. So I think we're definitely in that spot right now, and tomorrow will be good to just get out of the playing against each other and you know, try and have a little fun as a team and try and kind of get that team atmosphere, that team camaraderie going again, and you know, get this thing going. So definitely really sick and tired of practice at this point.
And to both of you, with having the option to watch the games in the building, will you guys go check out a period or so of other games, or is that more of a watch from the hotel thing for each of you?
I might. I don't know. It's one of the later games tonight. I think Calgary Edmonton's at 8:30. So yeah, maybe go for a period or something, but I don't know. That's the beauty of it. You can kind of just go wherever you want to, whenever you want to in this bubble. So I don't really need to tell you what I'm doing right now.
I think I'll probably go watch some games. I think it all depends on, like Copper said, on the time and our schedule and whatnot. But, you know, I think, you know, this whole experience here, it's going to be important for us to do things as a team. And, you know, you want to keep that team bonding going. And obviously we're all together and stuck in this bubble, but we can make it fun and have a good time.
Thanks, Munzee. We'll go with Mike McIntyre from the Winnipeg Sun.
Hey guys, thanks for doing this. Just picking up off Dylan's last answer there, either of you can jump in on this, but does this remind you of anything like from your minor hockey days, you know, whether it was tournaments, out-of-town tournaments on weekends where you'd have all the teams kind of staying in one hotel? Does it have a similar vibe in any sense that you can relate to?
Yeah, it definitely does. I think seeing the other teams in the, you know, the elevator lobby, stuff like that. You know, maybe minus the mini sticks, it definitely feels like hockey, minor hockey tournaments. And yeah, it's definitely a little different, a little weird, but you know, I think you gotta have some fun with it. And we're doing things as a team, and you know, they got some things set up there for us, some basketball and some cornhole. But you know, we got some cards and some board games that we're gonna try to play probably every night and have some fun together and you know, enjoy the experience. Obviously, we're in this together. We're away from family, away from friends, so. You know, we're all one big family here and just try to enjoy it.
Yeah, it kind of is a world championships feel where, you know, you see your buddies on other teams and you're kind of just giving them the nod and wave instead of, you know, sitting down and having, you know, lunch or dinner or whatever it is. So, yeah, definitely a different feeling, you know, seeing, you know, other players in the elevator and you kind of got to make small talk. It's a little awkward. So, yeah, definitely a different feeling.
And just to follow up quickly on that, Andrew, your coach made a joke, I think it was last week, he said there was a time, if this was the 1980s, he said, you know, you might have had a full-scale brawl breakout in the lobby. Now it's more like a video game tournament or something. But I just wonder, like, is there an official policy on fraternizing with the enemy once you guys are able to do that? Do you think guys are going to mostly stay to them, you know, each team stay to themselves?
Yeah, I don't think there's any set rule or anything like that. You know, we're adults here. I think we can figure that out for ourselves. But, yeah, I don't think there's going to be too much intermixing. You know, maybe you sit down and you're outside with, you know, a group and you kind of see one of your buddies and you sit and talk to them for a bit. But I don't think there's going to be any going to dinner or anything like that with guys from other teams too much. You know, maybe I'm wrong, but that's kind of my approach.
Thanks, Mike. We'll go with Murat Atesh from The Athletic.
With a serious one, I was looking at the season-long PK numbers are kind of middling, but at the end, things were on fire. So I'm wondering, for both of you guys, is there such a thing as momentum on the PK? And how can you take what you had a couple of months ago and make it real again to kick this off?
Well, I think it's going to matter right from the beginning, right? So if you have early success, you feel like you're building off the momentum you had from before. But if, you know, things kind of go awry in the beginning and you give up a couple, then, you know, you're going to be back on your heels a bit momentum-wise. So, you know, I feel like we, like you said, we were kind of hitting our stride there and feel like we had, you know, spurts, you know, probably, you know, November to early December. And then, you know, pretty much, you know, what, January 10th or whatever to now we're, we were feeling pretty good on the PK. So hopefully we, that kind of continues and have that early success. We can build on that momentum that we created towards the end, especially when we got this guy on the PK.
Yeah, I think, you know, obviously I wasn't here for the full season, but when I got there, you know, I felt our PK was really strong. And, you know, I think obviously it starts in net with Bucky and LB, and they do a great job of, you know, stepping up when we're a man down and making some big saves. You know, I think we got a great group of forwards that, you know, really drive our PK and they do a great job of pressuring other teams. And, you know, and I think, you know, at the end of the day, you have to sacrifice block shots. And I think we were doing all those things. And I think everything was clicking for us. Hopefully we can continue to do that here. And, you know, I think even if we get scored on, we're still confident with our group and how we kill. And we have to just, you know, play our way and be aggressive. And you know, I think we'll do a good job with it.
Thanks, Brett. And we'll have a couple from Sarah Orleski to end things off. Go ahead, Sarah.
Andrew, we often talk about experience when it comes to playoffs, or why is experience important, do you think? What type of difference do you think it can make?
I think it's just, you know, it's when you've been there before, I feel like you kind of know what to expect, you know, for guys playing their first playoff games, I feel like you can get almost over anxious and, you know, lose that composed side of your game where, you know, you start to run around, you start to think you have, you know, less time than you do, or, you know, you're trying to be very sporadic and be almost chaotic in your play. So I think, you know, that experience side is just kind of, you know, the game's going to be a bit different, but you also can't change your game too much and try and, you know, do things that you're not accustomed to doing or things outside, you know, the scope of how we play as a team. So I feel like that experience kind of keeps that calm and composure of your mental side of your game, you know, intact for the most part, and doesn't allow you to play too chaotically.
And you've mentioned that it's a sprint right off the bat, obviously, with this being a best of five. Do you notice already, I mean, that sense of urgency amongst this group, is that something that doesn't even need to be discussed, or is it something that the team's talked about?
I think we've talked about it, but I don't really think it needs to be hammered on too much. I think everyone knows the best of five. Everyone knows that, you know, those play three games in the first 4 days. So, you know, we got to be ready to go, or else we're out of here in four. So it's, you know, it's definitely not something that needs to be addressed. You know, I feel like as we continue to build towards that first game, that, excitement level and you know, you have that view of the top of the mountain from the beginning of camp to where, you know, things start to get really going. So doesn't need to be said, but I think there's kind of that feeling of building right now towards, you know, that August 1st game.